You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Monday, September 12, 2022. The Way She Moves, Part 3. The Process, Quirks, and Idiosyncrasies of U.S. Natural Gas Pricing. Published by Sheetal Nasta. The U.S. natural gas market is one of the most transparent, liquid, and efficient commodity markets in the world. Physical trading is anchored by hundreds of thousands of miles of gathering, transmission, and distribution pipelines, and well over 100 distinct trading locations across North America. The dynamic physical market is matched by the equally vigorous CME NYMEX Henry Hub natural gas futures market. Then there are the forward basis markets, futures contracts for regional physical gas hubs. These pricing mechanisms play related but distinct roles in the U.S. gas market, based on when and how they are traded, their respective settlement or delivery periods, and how they are used by market participants. In today's RBN blog, we continue a series on natural gas pricing mechanisms, this time with a focus on the futures and forwards markets. In Part 1, we took a trip in the Wayback Machine to see how these pricing systems, including the processes for price discovery and transparency, even came to be in the U.S. We recounted the shift of physical gas trading from a primitive market with long-term deals done only between producers and pipeline owners at regulated prices to a burgeoning spot market with no price controls and open access on pipelines for others besides pipeline owners. That era of decontrol and restructuring of the pipeline industry was followed by a period of minimal regulatory oversight in which independent publishers, price reporting agencies, or PRAs, took on the role of carrying out price discovery and dissemination. That is, until the Enron debacle in the early 2000s, which forced a hard look at manipulation issues that influenced published price indices and brought the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, back into the fold. Specifically, FERC put in place strict price reporting and ethical guidelines for those companies that chose to report trades to PRAs. Additionally, market participants who buy or sell an annual minimum of 2.2 trillion British thermal units in the physical day-ahead or month-ahead market, i.e., the kind of transactions that either impact or are impacted by PRA indices, also were required to submit Form 552 each year, reporting all purchases and sales of gas by quantity and type of pricing mechanism. That resulted in the robust Form 552 dataset, including volumes for fixed price deals, negotiated prices between counterparties, and index price deals transactions based on a PRA published index, for next day and next month delivery. PRAs and published price indices remain a mainstay in the role of transaction reporting and price discovery, and in recent decades, electronic trading platform Intercontinental Exchange, or ICE, has also become ensconced in the gas market, providing a real-time mechanism for physical and financial transactions, which are then summarized in an end-of-day report and incorporated into the PRA price indices. In Part 2, we took a closer look at the pricing instruments for trading physical gas at the more than 100 distinct trading locations across North America. We focused on the three most common markets. Number 1, the daily physical spot market in which natural gas is bought and sold for delivery the next day. Number 2, the monthly spot market where gas is sold on monthly contracts for the upcoming month during a period called bid week. And number 3, long-term contracts where gas supply is contracted under seasonal, annual, or multi-year deals. Next, we turn our focus to the primary financial, forward-looking pricing instruments, starting with the terminology. Trading for the prompt month or more than 1 month into the future also occurs in the forwards or futures market. In the North American natural gas market, the term futures is usually reserved for the standardized CME NYMEX contract at the Henry Hub in Louisiana, the benchmark location for the North American gas market, while the term forwards usually refers to over-the-counter, or OTC, deals done for gas in the other price locations. Technically, any price for a delivery date in the future is a forward. Both the futures and forward contracts are traded daily and reflect the value of gas in today's trading activity for deliveries at a future time at a specific location. They serve as specialized forms of insurance that allow market participants to manage their exposure to price risk. These transactions are usually financial in nature, involving a promise to pay or receive a fixed price for gas delivered during a specific month in the future at the given location. The price of gas being bought and sold represents today's value for delivery in future months, i.e., it's not a forecast, but a traded value based on today's market sentiment about the value of deliveries in the future at that location, meaning it is only as prescient as the opinions of the parties executing it. Futures and forwards contracts are for ratable delivery each day of a specified period of time in the future, with the most common packages being a month or a series of consecutive months, called a strip, for a season, a quarter or full calendar year. Futures markets in their present form on organized exchanges have been around for 170 years, starting with the Chicago Board of Trade, or CBOT, in 1848. Futures exchanges offer specific contracts for trading, the focus of today's blog being the first standardized futures contract for natural gas, Henry Hub Natural Gas Futures. Henry Hub gas futures were first listed in April 1990 on the New York Mercantile Exchange, or NYMEX, and are now traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or CME, after the CME acquired the NYMEX in 2008. Henry Hub futures contracts are listed for as many as 155 delivery months into the future, current year plus 12 years forward. You might want to take a look at Figure 1 in today's blog on the website, which is a snapshot of the September 7th futures curve for the October 2022 through December 2034 futures contracts, compared with where the curve stood on September 1st. The divergence between these two lines at the front of the curve illustrates the major shift that occurred in the first 7 days of the month, with the October contracts sliding $1.42 per million BTU, or 15%, in that period to $7.841 per million BTU as longer-term fundamentals turned less bullish. Similar losses extended into early 2023 before tapering farther out on the curve where liquidity fades. Since last Thursday, October futures have recovered somewhat and settled at $8.249 Monday. Futures market participants buy and sell these standardized, monthly paper contracts and lots of 10,000 million British thermal units on CME, which provides a daily settlement for each month that's listed based on the last 2 minutes of trading between 2:28 and 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Monthly contracts expire on the third to last business day of the month prior to the delivery month. The settlement method at expiration is physical delivery to the Henry Hub pricing location in southeastern Louisiana, making it the national benchmark for natural gas markets. See Henry Hub IM for the intriguing backstory of how Henry Hub was established as the delivery mechanism for gas futures contracts. The bulk of these NYMEX contracts, 98%, are offset by a matching buy or sell transaction in the futures market that is executed before the delivery period occurs. As a result, these contracts do not end with the delivery of physical gas. A small percentage, however, is held by participants until the delivery date, i.e., held to expiry, meaning the contract holder must deliver or receive physical natural gas at Henry Hub. For that reason, the contract has to have a physical delivery mechanism, namely the necessary pipeline capacity to deliver the volumes, in this case the pipeline infrastructure of Henry Hub, which is physically located in Erath, Louisiana. This delivery mechanism represents a critical link between the futures contract and the physical spot market and generally prevents the two from diverging. Forward contracts are similar to futures contracts because they are both agreements to buy or sell natural gas at a specific price at a date in the future and represent the present value for future delivery. However, unlike futures transactions, which are on exchange and regulated by the CFTC, forward contracts are bilateral, over-the-counter and off-exchange transactions, for the most part conducted via a third-party voice broker or on ICE and not regulated by the CFTC, except with respect to the CFTC's market manipulation jurisdiction. Since they are done privately between counterparties, they must be cleared or settled through a third party. That used to be done by the NYMEX, but the role has shifted to ICE. Also, unlike futures, forward contracts are non-standardized, meaning the quantity, delivery period, and delivery point can be irregular and customized, though the deals commonly occur at one of the dozens of trading hubs around the country, other than Henry Hub. Like with futures, more than one sequential month can be strung together and bought or sold as one contract, or strip. The summer strip in the gas market is defined as April through October, while a winter strip is November through March. Price reporting firms, brokers, and exchanges such as ICE provide daily forward settlement values for many price locations based on daily trading activity, reported trades, or outstanding forward commitments for each month in the future as far out as trading liquidity allows. Liquidity generally diminishes the further into the future you go. The final settlement of forwards contracts occurs at the end of each delivery month, and most are settled against Platts Inside FERCs, or IFERC, monthly index, a physical monthly index published by S&P Global. The prices resulting from the bidweek trading we discussed in Part 2. If the published IFERC index price is lower than the forwards contract value, the buyer pays the seller the difference. If the IFERC index posts at a higher price than the forward contract value, the seller pays the buyer the difference. Occasional forward prices can be transacted in absolute terms, but more typically forward contracts are traded and reported as a positive or negative differential, or basis, to the corresponding Henry Hub futures contract price. Because forward contracts settle against a floating monthly published index price, they are also referred to as basis swaps, meaning they are swapping one price for another at the time of contract settlement. When you string together the daily settlement prices for all monthly forward delivery contracts for a particular hub, you get the forward curve for that location. The top graph in Figure 2 plots the historical and forward basis curve for what used to be called the Dominion South Pricing Hub but is now the Eastern Gas South Hub, or EGS. The gray line at zero represents Henry Hub. On the left side of the dashed red line is the daily spot price history through September to date 2022, aggregated as monthly averages. The right side of the dashed red line is the monthly forward curve for October 2022 onward as of September 12. EGS has become the benchmark pricing hub for the Appalachian shale gas producing region, and the shift from positive to negative basis around 2013 reflects local supply growth and the start of the Northeast tipping from being a net demand region to being a net supply region all year round. For more on EGS pricing trends, see Living in the Fast Forward Curves. We also track EGS pricing and fundamentals weekly in our Nat Gas Appalachia report. To get the continuation chart of EGS historical and forward on an absolute price basis, you can add EGS forward basis for each month to the corresponding CME NYMEX Henry Hub futures contract price, which gives you the implied full value at the regional hub. Forward basis is theoretically reflective of the cost to move the gas from a given regional hub to Henry Hub locational basis, as well as the longer-term supply-demand dynamics at the regional hub relative to the national benchmark. However, like futures, basis does not remain constant over time. It can change daily in small increments in response to daily movements in the Henry Hub price. All other things being equal at the local hub, basis will adjust for the move in the futures market in order to keep the implied full price at the local hub about the same. For example, we saw this basis adjustment happen in the first week of September, as October Henry Hub futures retreated $1.35 per million BTU, EGS October basis contracted, i.e., strengthened, by about 18 cents to negative $1.445 per million BTU, which means the EGS implied full price for October still fell, but not quite as much as Henry Hub. Basis can also move due to major fundamental changes affecting the long-term fundamentals at the hub, including supply, demand, and pipeline flows. It can also experience a level shift over time due to bigger changes in fundamentals at the price location. Thus, the forward curve on any given day is merely a snapshot of the market's expectation of prices for deliveries on that future day. As we noted in part 2 of this series, while spot markets react daily to changes in immediate or next day fundamentals, futures and forwards can also move daily but are more influenced by changes to long-term fundamentals that will affect future deliveries. This includes pricing and any new information that affects future supply, demand, storage, fill, midstream capacity, and market sentiment. And to the extent that these things are not priced in, forward curves can also be wrong. In the case of EGS, we saw earlier this year how the delay of Mountain Valley Pipeline, or MVP, project weighed on basis. The project would have provided a much-needed outlet for producers who are increasingly constrained by takeaway pipeline capacity. Of course, one of the biggest fundamental drivers of the gas market is weather and its effect on demand. However, since long-term weather forecasts are not reliable or even available for months or years in the future, forward basis values assume historically normal weather patterns and seasonality. This is what makes natural gas futures or forward curves considerably smoother than historical price curves, which are driven by actual, real-time fluctuations in weather and other factors. It is also what gives futures/forward curves their characteristic sawtooth pattern, peaking in the winter when demand is highest and troughing in the summer and shoulder months when demand is lower, despite that pattern being indistinguishable when looking at historical prices. In terms of the role of forwards in the market, tying all locations to a common denominator, in this case Henry Hub, allows the market to evaluate the relative strength or weakness of prices any hub versus any other hub. From a hedging perspective, forward contracts can be utilized along with the NYMEX Henry Hub futures contract traded for the same period to hedge outright price risk at regional trading locations. CME NYMEX Henry Hub futures plus locational basis equals implied absolute price at the regional hub. That completes our overview of the main pricing instruments in the U.S. gas market. Combine the physical spot and financial futures and forward basis markets and their corresponding exchanges and price discovery and reporting systems make the U.S. gas market one of the most liquid and transparent in the world. The system is not without its flaws, however. For example, as we have discussed previously, see our blog called Price Tag. There are fewer and fewer fixed price, non-index-based, deals being done to include in calculating PRA index prices, raising questions about just how representative of the market the PRA indices really are. We'll provide an update on that topic in a future blog. Something in the Way She Moves was written by James Taylor and appears as the sixth song on side one of James Taylor's debut studio album, James Taylor. The song was covered by Tom Rush, who released a single of it in April 1968. It garnered airplay for Rush in the New England area. The song has been covered by other artists too, such as Bobby Gentry, Harry Belafonte, and Ian Matthews. Something in the Way She Moves was played by Taylor for George Harrison and Paul McCartney at his audition for Apple Records. Harrison liked the title so much that he used it as the opening line to his song Something, that appeared on the Beatles' Abbey Road album and reached number one on the charts when released as a single in 1969. Personnel on the record were James Taylor on lead, backing vocals, and acoustic guitars, and an uncredited musician on steel guitar. James Taylor was the first album by a non-British act released on the Beatles' record label, Apple Records. It would be Taylor's only release with that label. It was recorded between July and October 1968 at Trident Studios in London, in the room where the Beatles were working on what would be referred to as the White Album. It was produced by Peter Asher, who was one half of the British pop duo Peter and Gordon, and the head of A&R at Apple Records. Released in the US in February 1969, the LP received good reviews, but failed to enter the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. James Taylor is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. He has sold more than 100 million records worldwide. He has released 20 studio albums, 4 live albums, 7 compilation albums, 1 EP, and 40 singles. He has won 7 Grammy Awards and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is a recipient of a George and Irma Gershwin Award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and a Kennedy Center Honor. Taylor played the lead role in Monty Hellman's 1971 hit cult film about street racing, Tulane Blacktop. He still records and tours and will begin his James Taylor and his All-Star Band tour in April 2022.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.